This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Why did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I know you may not believe me, but I do appreciate. I don't care what side of the issue you're on. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me. I know there's 3,000 other shows out there you could listen to, but chosen this one, which I would like to believe, shows what high an IQ you have. That's just my own personal opinion. So the 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time you're spending with me. Hey, head up to the website. Seriously, I mean, a lot of us has been hit pretty bad with what, you know, Facebook and Twitter and, Google and YouTube. YouTube being one of the bigger hits. Right? When it comes to conservatives, you can look at the numbers. The conservative sites are being squeezed, pressed, filtered, whatever you want to call it. And, you know, that's where we make our money. I mean, none of you are sending me checks, so the only place we get to make our money is in those areas. So tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show, right? I mean, head up to the website, realside.com, where you can buy the book. You can buy coffee mugs. You can buy shirts up there. And this Patreon is also up there, where you can go ahead and, on Patreon, you can actually become a member of the team. You know, I mean, a member of the club, if you would, one of my politically incorrect posse members. So anyway, get involved, get engaged, help us win this battle. We can't win this battle alone. And I'm not just talking about me. Maybe I'm not your favorite host. Maybe, better be. Maybe there's other hosts out there that you like better than I do, the conservative hosts. They may not be talking to you. They may not be asking you about these kind of things. Or maybe they're too prideful to. I know it bothered me at first. But the reality is if you like the message, you like what you hear, you want to keep hearing it. Not that I'm going off the air next Tuesday at 9. But I'm just saying, if you want to keep hearing, if you want us to keep being able to push the message out, you got to help us. Yeah, this is my few minutes of doing business, if you would. So anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the polls. A lot you can do up there as well. You can read the stories. Always get a kick out of some of your responses to the stories. Actually, sometimes I get a real kick out of your responses to the show itself. While the show's going on, you do realize that, just for giggles, you do realize that if I'm talking to you, I can't answer you. I can't read what you write and answer. I see this stuff pop up. There's a message waiting, but I really can't answer you. But I do, really, put the giggles aside for a second. I do appreciate that you're writing and that you want information and that you're asking me questions. That's all cool. All right, let's go. Oh, yeah. You know how much I love these stories. The other thing is, I get PMs during the show, you know, personal messages, and when you tell me that something is fake news, I just laugh at you. And I'll tell you why. Because not everything is fake news. And just because you think it's fake, and just because you don't like it, doesn't make it fake news. Go check it out for yourself. And do what I do. I know you don't believe it, but a lot of my stories don't come from Fox News. You know that? Probably the majority of the stories do not come from Fox News, right? Yeah, there's a dozen different websites that we peruse on a regular basis. And when you see the stories come up in the same places, you see validity to them and they're really crazy, those are the ones we use. And every once in a while, yeah, I get bit. That's too bad. I get bit because one of my own will send me something that hasn't been vetted, hasn't been checked. It's not right. But most of the time, again, and we're doing the crazy stuff. And I want to keep doing the crazy stuff. And these just sent me through the roof. Here's your tax dollars at great use. There's a conference of teachers, K through 12 educators, have been given, is being given, to teach them how to combat whiteness in schools. That's right. A recent conference hosted by an Ivy League university focused on integration and inclusion in K-12 education. And think about that. So now we've got to tell kids, again, you know how I feel about this. We're told for years and years and years and years and years and years and years, right, that black people can't do anything about their skin color, so we shouldn't be saying nasty stuff about them. But I guess we can do that for white people now, apparently. I don't know. The rules have changed. Nobody ever should be made fun of because of their skin color or anything about their appearance, so to speak, unless they've done it to themselves. I see some people do some really stupid stuff to themselves. A recent conference hosted by an Ivy League university, as I said, focused on integration and inclusion in the K-12 education and included workshops on how educators should face white privilege in their classrooms. Although nobody really tells me what white privilege. Here's what they tell you about white privilege when you speak to somebody. You got a leg up. You got to the school you got to because of your white privilege. And I love to keep throwing it back in your face. See, I'm white. You guys tell me I'm white, so I must be white. I didn't have white privilege. You want to see where I grew up? And don't tell me I got out of where I grew up because of my white privilege, because there's plenty of people still there. There's plenty of people still in that area that I grew up in that will never get out of there because they think they can't. They think, you hear me? They think they can't, so they won't even try to get out. So as Uncle Joe said, this is nothing but a line of malarkey. I've got a lot of very successful black folks that grew up in what we used to refer to as the ghetto. I know you can't use those words today, but I just did. Right? I've got Hispanic friends that came here illegally, but guess what? They're now legal. And they're doing well. I know people who came here from Iran. I know people who came here from Greece. I know people who came here from Spain. And every one of them has made it here. So don't give me that, you know, unless you're a white American, it doesn't work. I mean, you can't get ahead. No, you are incorrect. You are wrong. And the bad part about it is if I start naming people like Oprah Winfrey and Denzel Washington and what's his name? I mean, we could go down a list of all these people that have made it. You're going to say, oh, it's just a few. No, it's not just a few. Look at some of the most famous people in acting and music and what have you. They're black. Black people have a heavy presence in entertainment. Not the only place, obviously. There's a lot of Fortune 500 companies I've worked with where the CEO was black, or most of the members of the board were black or Hispanic. And we have our mad black man from Baltimore on. He's got the story. He's got the real American dream. And he's black. And I'm sure he knows it because he talks about it a lot. Anyway, I'm Joe, the senior host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cuffs, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body military strike to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
I'm going to learn how to play the harmonica someday. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. And please be involved in the conversation. Anyway, go ahead. You're gonna lose it over there, are you? Okay. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yes, and that lady you saw in the corner fanning herself is none other than producer Tammy. Well, you can see at the corner of the shot, you can see this big white thing going back and forth, even though... No, it's all right. I think it's hilarious, actually. Yeah, I find it amusing. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Yeah, you know what? I've been screaming about this. Come on, you guys have been listening for a while, so I'm not just saying it to try to sound important. But I've been saying from day one, you know what? You know how to put all this stuff at rest? Just go ahead and assign a special prosecutor to every one of the things we've been trying to tie up forever. Right? Yeah, just do them all. Do them all. Clinton and Lynch, right? And then do one for Comey, and then do one for the Benghazi thing, and then do one for the emails, right? Let's just get this thing done and over with. How's that? That way there, you know, you got the quote, because how are they going to refute the special prosecutor for this other stuff? They wanted one for Trump and the Russian thing because a special prosecutor would be impartial and would do it the right way. We wouldn't have any problems. Okay, so if you stand by all those things, then once and for all, let's get the Benghazi thing behind us. Let's get the email thing behind us. Let's get the tarmac tango behind us. I mean, all of that stuff. Let's just get it gone. Right? I mean, if you're truly interested in the law, in equality, and making sure we have the information, what Dem could be against that for real? Seriously. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, lots of you are sharing the show at night, and I so much appreciate that. I really do. I want you to know it doesn't go unnoticed. So I do appreciate you sharing it with your friend or other people, whoever you share it with. You know, other people and what have you. I tell people all the time, share it with an enemy. Say, hey, look, check out the show. You're going to hate this guy. They go. They do hate us. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE. I already did that. So... the conference with the teachers that I find this just amazing. This is your tax dollars hard at work, or not hard at work, foolishly at work, I'll put it that way. The reimaging, it was called the Reimaging Education Summer Institute Conference. Reimaging, right, so I have to reimage my mind. I don't even know what that means. So they're talking in the Reimaging Education Summer Institute, right, about dealing with, in the classroom, the challenge of microaggressions and Eurocentric pedagogical approaches. Really? Can we start speaking English again? What do you mean? Think about this. So we're going to spend all this time teaching about the fact that there might be too much whiteness in the class or something. God only knows. And because, you know, math and English and science and history really doesn't matter. So this Reimaging Education Summer Institute conference, organized by Columbia University's Teachers College, was held in mid-July and concentrated on opportunities and challenges of creating and sustaining racially, ethnically, and socioeconomically integrated schools. You know, let's not create better math-based, science-based, history-based schools. No, no, no. We got to make sure that it's all about socioeconomics, right? It's all going to be racial, and this is just nuts. Well, we just go back, hard enough time teaching what we need to teach, and now we have to add all this other stuff to it. You know, there'll be other special groups that'll want to jump into this at some point in time. The event is the second year, drew over 300 participants that mostly consisted of K-12 teachers, K-12 teachers and principals. The Institute's director, Amy Wells, said in a phone interview, the four-day conference included plenary sessions. Plenary? Probably plenary, right? Is it? Really? Okay. Please do. Dozens of workshops. I probably won't understand it. Don't bother. Dialogue sessions and other things. One presentation called Whiteness in Schools provided a history of whiteness and will invite participants into a discussion of how whiteness and white culture shapes what happens in schools, which I think is a lie. Really, seriously. You know, when they start planning out schools, when they start talking about issues at schools, they never talk about how the white kids have overtaken, overcome, and we tweak things for white kids. We are always talking about the challenged kids. The racially, quote-unquote, challenged kids, the kids that, they come from different countries, different areas. Kids whose English are second language. The socioeconomically challenged kids. I mean, you can go through all of these things. That's not true. We are not planning around white kids. I'm on a school board. We plan around the kids that have issues. One workshop discussed three ways to face white privilege in the classroom. It was presented by Teachers College postdoctoral fellow Jamila Liescott. A summary of the workshop states it included activities and critical dialogue around white privilege to connect personal responsibility to your pedagogical possibilities. Right? Again, how about math, science, history? I mean, what do you think? I'm just guessing here. There's also a workshop on teaching for social justice sought to challenge colonialists and racists. Wow. Yeah, because that's what, that's, you know, first of all, our founders never had this in mind. Matter of fact, if you read the history of our founders, they thought the best book to teach out of was what? Here, some of you are going to pop now. You ready? The Bible. That's right, the Holy Bible. They thought that was the best book that you could teach out of. That was the best thing you could use, taught our kids how to read, taught our kids about, and yes, guess what? Unless you don't study the Bible, you wouldn't know this. But there is. There's science in there. There's math. There's history. There's all kinds of fun stuff in there. Right, yeah, and there are social issues in there, too, about, you know, marriage and having kids and all the other fun stuff, but I'm sure you don't want to talk about that. They go on to say, we will challenge Eurocentric pedagogical, I'm sorry, I don't speak well, so just get over it, approaches that not only under-prepare students for the realities of our increasingly multi-ethnic, multilingual, globalized society, and there's the word that should send all kinds of bells and whistles up, globalized societies, but are also rooted in the colonial and racist ideologies that stifle the voices, identities, and realities of student of color. No, wrong, not going to accept it. Do not buy it. If you teach kids what's right, and not what's right for the black community, and not what's right for the white community, and not what's right for the Asian community, you teach kids what's right. Do you think, what do we teach math differently for black kids than we do white kids? Do we teach science differently for black kids than we do white kids? No, we don't. We shouldn't, but we don't. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
You've got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks for hey, this has popped up on the screen. I got to ask. You guys can answer it in the Facebook feed. You think Wasserman Schultz should be, she needs to be, what do they call it, deposed or whatever? Right? I mean, don't you think somebody should talk to her? Well, I'd love to know what's going on with this IT guy. There's something there that's a heck of a lot more than meets the eye. But hey, whatever. There you go. There's another special investigation right there. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things you've been taught to hate, but you don't have to. Really, seriously, all the labels that were given to us by the left were given to me by the left. You don't have to. You know, I don't twist words, I don't play with words. Yeah, I screw them up sometimes, but for the most part. You need to know how to defend yourself. You need to know how to speak to these issues. Anyway, we're talking about the whiteness issue that we have in K-12 schools, that basically there's too much whiteness there. And what we need to do, you know, because the kids already are not being taught properly in a lot of schools, what we need to do is just dumb it down more, right? We need to take it down to what they see. This is the thing I don't understand. Do you understand? If you're a minority in the Dem Party, look at how these people are thinking. You're not smart enough to grasp this. We have to start redoing our curriculum, bring it down to a different level because you can't pick up on it because of your socioeconomic status or what have you, or because the kids with white privilege know more than you. No. You know what? Teaching a kid 2 + 2 = 4 doesn't matter what color you are, what size you are. And I don't mean this in a funny, joking way, but unless you've got real brain damage. It should be easy to work through that and teach children. And I, you know, being in education, I always hear about these studies that were done, and I hear about, you know, but I've learned in doing the radio show, too, I don't trust the studies anymore. Who did them? Who paid for them? What were the subjects used? Where were the areas they were checking? You know, it's like these stupid polls they take. Has any of you, if you're on the Facebook page, I'd love to know, have any of you ever been called in a federal poll? And I don't mean by your party. I'm talking about one of these polls that is done by an independent source and wants your opinion on who you're going to vote for and why. Any of you? Because I haven't. I'm one of the most politically active guys around. I haven't. Anyway. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, so they're going to challenge Eurocentric approaches. I don't even know what that means. So our curriculum is written around white people? Is that what they're saying? Institute Director Wells, a professor of sociology and education at the Teachers College, said the conference came about out of her belief that the missing piece regarding issues of integration in education is what goes on inside the classroom. It's always about getting kids into the building, I think. Well, don't think. No. A PhD, for God's sakes. We're always missing the educators who actually do the work and who actually interact with the kids on a daily basis. And they help them understand race in terms of how they're relating to other students. Wells said that she believes that the higher education has the knowledge to transform the education system, but it requires connecting a lot of dots. And she said these dots have been fragmented over the years. You know, people come to the table with different knowledge, different studies, different things, and it needs to be pulled together. A number of the workshops at the event were geared towards racial issues and curriculum in K-12 education, and participants were able to gain graduate course credits and continue education credits. Mariel Burke, a PhD candidate at Teachers College, led the workshop titled Deconstructing Racial Microaggressions. Now, for some of you who are new to this, a microaggression is anything. I did one at the, I did many of them probably, but the one in particular, when you ask somebody where they're from, that's a microaggression because it, even though it's common language, the educated say that it's a microaggression because you're insinuating, deep back in the psyche of your mind, you're insinuating that they're not from here. Well, guess what? I'm not from here. I'm sitting in a studio in California. I'm not from here. So if you ask me where I'm from, it's probably because when I get tired, I get a little bit of a Boston accent going. All right? I never take it that you think I don't belong here. I never even think you think I'm from another country. I obviously go right back in my head and go, oh, yeah, okay, I'm not talking so good. But we get all these little things now called microaggressions. Get over yourself. I mean, think about all the terminology, and I was talking about it earlier with that thing with Michelle Obama. And even something that came up with John McCain. All these microaggressions, you know what falls under those? All the little things that aggravate people, not white people, everybody else but white people. So that's microaggressions can't and don't apply to white folks. It's that simple. So they won't fix anything, you know. And again, there's a broad term, right? I'm a white folk. But when I was with white folk at one time in my life, they didn't consider me a white folk because I was an Italian. I was a dumb dago, a greaseball, a guinea, a wop. Yeah, some of you are going, yeah, get over it. So, well, what, a man without a color, I guess. I don't know. But you can't go that far with this stuff. You can't make it all-consuming. It isn't. If we taught our kids to be strong, we brought our kids to be able to deal with this tomfoolery, this stupidity, this stuff would have no effect on them. I joke, remember in the old days, sticks and stones may break your bones, but words would never hurt me. Now it's the other way around. Actually, you rewrite that whole thing and said, hey, by the way, everything hurts me. That could be the new saying. The training focused on increasing educators' ability to recognize racial microaggressions, understand their effects on students of color, and helping the educators gain accountability and taking remedial action to overcome racial biases that lead to microaggressions. Participants in the workshop also took a pledge to address the training focused on the workshop also took a pledge to address microaggressions as their respective schools, according to a tweet from Burke. Now, you know, when you look at Common Core, you look at some of the questions on Common Core and how they're phrased. Part of what Common Core was supposed to do is that local educators were supposed to somewhat customize the teaching, the Common Core. They were supposed to customize it to a degree for your area, your region, representing the people that go to your school. And we've read copies of some of these tests that have gone out to the local schools, not here in my area, but across the country. When you look at it, you have to laugh. They've taken it to a whole different level. It doesn't need to be that crazy. But look, One of the workshops touched on topics such as using hip-hop as a form of therapy in schools. Instituting restorative justice for student discipline and examining segregation and desegregation. I mean, I'm telling you, Martin Luther King, he died for no reason. Think about this. The last thing he wanted dealt with was color of skin. He wanted everybody dealt with the content of their character. He wanted everybody dealt with their own individual abilities. And we've gotten away from that. That man gave up his life. That man was shot. That man was killed. For what? Do we go back to segregation? Because we need to have, now we have segregated dorms again. We have segregated graduations. Really, seriously. Now, by the way, somebody sent me a PM on the Michelle Obama thing. Here's the other thing that bothers me about that. And I didn't mention, I wasn't thinking about it at the time. Funny how that's okay, right? It's okay. They want to come after me. They want me to take down all that stuff about her being or looking like an orangutan, whatever it was. It was bad. It was nasty and it was bad. All right. But yet, when we talk about Trump, when you talk about killing him, they hope that somebody beheads him or what's your. Then when you talk about all that other stuff, now I will say the Kathy Griffith thing. There was someone on the left. They came out against it. Then a couple of days later, all of a sudden, it was fine again. Seriously. That's why we call that fake rage. You've heard me call it that before, fake rage. Because if actually somebody to the right had done something like that with Obama's head, they wouldn't have let it go until that person was put in jail. Mainstream media would have never let that go. A gender sexuality and women's studies scholar recently called President Donald Trump a joke. I wish someone would just shoot him. Get it done. In her tweet. We'll talk about that when we come back. Apparently she's not in jail yet. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Site.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears, because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
Don't talk about make a wave the flag.
Wave the flag. Let me see. I'm going to say, go get it. I'll wait. I'm Joe, the senior host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Get up on the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can do a whole bunch of stuff. Hey, listen, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I got to squash that other story for a moment. I just saw this. Somebody sent it to me. Cause you know what they sent it to me? Because they knew it was going to just shove a red-hot poker in my head. And that was a beautiful lead-in for this story. Listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. It's Genesis Communication Network. Hey, check out the show up on either Genesis Communication. Head over to the website, therealside.com. There's a million ways to get the show. Don't forget we have Apple and Android apps. You can check out the show on a regular basis. You can check out the conversation and so on. The residents have revolted. They are revolting. Revolted after government removes an offensive group of American flags. Now, unless those flags have been used to wipe the butts of pigs, what can be offensive about an American flag? Seriously. Now, this story is up on Todd Starnes' website. It's as far back as anyone can remember. There's been a roadside memorial honoring military veterans along Preston Falls City Road in King County, Washington. Now, for more than 10 years, local residents have decorated the rock wall with American flags and POW flags, a reminder of the price that's been paid by other countrymen to keep us free. Don't you love that? Come on, think about it. So they get to keep us free. We're free because of what they do. Because of what they did. Because they fought for it. Because they ducked bullets for us. Some of them didn't duck bullets. We need to remember these people. We need to thank these people. We need to thank their families. Recently, someone complained to King County leaders about the sign. Of course, someone. Saying the patriotic display was offensive. Which time I would have given them the walking papers and sent them back to wherever they came from. The last week, a King County road crew took down the display, tearing the flags off the rock face. The decision didn't sit well with flag-waving patriots oppressed, and hundreds joined a Facebook page urging King County to restore the memorial. One person says that they don't like it, and they take it down. I don't understand. One resident told a television station, Fox 57, we live in the United States of America. This is our flag. What's offensive about it? Now, one person wants it down. They took it down. 100 people are there. What do you think happened? Instead of standing down as their elected leaders desecrate the Veterans Memorial, local residents decided to fight back by rebuilding the memorial. People were really upset about this. Another resident told the television station that they're not going to let this happen. They're not going to let this stand. Now, the local news station reports that the county official wants to find a new location for the memorial because signage and displays can create a visual distraction that may cause drivers to look away from the roadway. And as for this, well, what do you do with all the signs they put up? You know, I've got to look up at the sign to get where I'm going. Isn't that a distraction? Doesn't that cause me to look away from the roadway? Are we going to ban all the stuff on the side of trucks, you know, the sayings and what have you? How about those little informational signs on the side of the road, like, you know, Texas that way and California that way? What about those? Are we going to take those down, too? Because they're a distraction. Anyway, and as for the display's content, officials say allowances for some would make other displays harder to ban. So allowing the American flag would allow, I guess, ISIS flag to be put up later on. I don't know. See how crazy we're getting? See how stupid we're getting? I salute the brave men and women oppressed in Washington. Thank God for these people. I think they should all go out on Election Day and show those Cook County, show those county commissioners just what a great job they're doing. What do you think? Right? The other thing I think should happen is I think we should all go out there, a bunch of city people, you know, citizens. They should go out there and hold up their flags and wave their flags and do all that in the corner and see what happens. Seriously. And you know, that goes on in your own hometowns. It goes down in areas around you, and you just don't pay attention. You really don't know what's going on. Todd says he has a message for the unpatriotic snowflakes who was triggered by the red, white, and blue. If the American flag offends you, he'd be more than happy to pay for a one-way ticket for you to go to Iran or Syria or Afghanistan or any one of those places. You pick it. One way, though. I don't get this. You live in this country. The freedom for you to be a jackwagon is because you live in this country. The freedom for you to be offended without being shot is because you live in this country. You actually, because of what that flag represents. Not because of the flag, but really, honestly, and truly, because of what it represents. I'm trying to figure out, seriously, I'm trying to figure out what that person, were you distracted? See, the other thing about it is they're cowards. They're not willing to say, well, you know, give their name and step up and talk about it. I bet you they won't go on any show to talk about it. It was done anonymously. And the reality is true, it's done anonymous. Once you make a request like that to the city or the state, or it now becomes public record, somebody should be able to get that person's name. So I want to hit on something that somebody got very upset with me the other day, and I'll post it later on tonight. But I called John McCain a traitor and or a liar. You choose whatever you want to call him. And part of the reason I said it was because of this. The man lied to his constituency. I don't know if he did it to get elected again. I don't know if he's a liar. I don't know how that works. Okay? And when you talk about a treason, because you know, I'm told that's a very, I'm sorry, not treason, but traitor, but that's a very, very, very important term. You have to be careful how you use that. I said, no, I'm right on this one. Because, now again, you can't make up these words as you go. You can't make up definitions as you go. I know the left likes to do that, but you can't do that. Now, according to the dictionary, traitor is any person who betrays a friend, country, principle, and so on. All right? Another definition. There you go. We'll use that one. This is, it's kind of different. So the person who betrays another, a cause, or any trust, or a person who commits treason by betraying his or her country. But think of both of those, even though a little variance between them. Basically, you're lying to someone. You betray somebody's trust. You do something the opposite of what you told them you would do, and in some cases, you betray your country. So when John McCain told his voters that he was going to repeal Obamacare, that was a bet. I mean, we've got advertisers we can pull and play. We've got campaign ads that were put out. He was going to vote to repeal Obamacare. That was a campaign promise, right? But it was something he said he would do. But he didn't do it. He voted against doing it. I called him a traitor. Or a liar. One of the two. You pick a term. He lied to his constituency. It looks like he lied just to get elected again. And that ain't cool. That ain't right. Again, as I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, here's my question to some of you in the Facebook feed, because you're faster than the other ones. But the other ones, if you're on the website chat room, I'll be watching that as well. So here's my question to you, and I'm not belittling what he did. Okay, is it once a hero, always a hero? In other words, I realize that he was tortured. He took a beating. I mean, he was tortured for his country. Okay, he wouldn't give them the information they wanted. They kept beating him up. They really did that man bad. I get it. So does that allow him now to get away with anything forever and a day? Do we constantly have to call him a hero and hold him up in high esteem and talk about what a great guy he is and he could do nothing wrong because of what he did in Vietnam? Because of how he saved his guys in Vietnam? I mean, I'm just asking. And I'm not trying to be mean or crass or cold about it at all. I don't mean that in any way, shape, manner, or form. But that doesn't mean he gets to get away with murder. That doesn't mean he can't betray his country. Now, he could have done everything he said he did. Being in jail, I mean, being in prison and all that. He could have done all of that. I get it. But look at John Kerry. I don't think he did anything spectacular, but would you consider him with what he did when he came back? If he was a hero, if he saved men's lives when he came back and did what he did, would he still been a hero in your eyes? Would you still see him, you know, as someone that deserved that? So let's just be clear. I say John was a hero when he was in Vietnam for what he did then. That doesn't give him carte blanche, to do what he wants to do, to say what he wants to say, to stab the people in the back that sent him there. And I want to hear about him reaching over the aisle and working with the other side. And again, I'm not going to go through the whole thing. You already know how I feel about Obamacare and repeal and replace. He didn't say he was going to repeal and replace. He said he was going to repeal. Period. John, I know you don't listen to my show, but you need to do what you said you were going to do. You need to be a man of your word. You need to be a man of integrity. And I call you a traitor. I call you a liar because that's what you did to the people who voted you in. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Listen to the Real Side of GCN Live. We're here all week. Hopefully you will be too. You can send me an email if you have any questions to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.